Oh, yeah, it's another year of Life on the Outside. Today is January 29th, 2010. This is the Harry Thomas Show Week in Review. I'm your host, Harry Thomas. The website is located at harrythomas.info. And this is the first show of 2010 of the new year. And I want to, it's also the anniversary week of 5 years ago. The show was started this week 5 years ago. And I want to thank everybody who has supported the show over the years. And I want to give a shout out over to all my friends and people who support the show over at 12160.org. And that is a great social network for info warriors that are fighting the New World Order. And check that out if you've never heard of it. It's a great place to get to know people and share ideas. Well, there's a lot been going on. And I also want to let you know that we have I'm going to have some new Life on the Outside episodes for Fearless Broadcasting. That's brought to you by members of 12160.org, which I am a proud member of. And that will be coming up soon, within the next couple weeks. There should be a couple of them up. Now, there has been a lot of stuff going on, and if this is the first time that you've listened to the show, if you're listening to it on the podcast over at podomatic.com, then what this show is it documents news stories and news events that show the push for world government or the New World Order. And if you don't know anything about that, you can go to harrythomas.info, and I've got tons of information about the topics that are discussed on this show. Now, one of the things that have happened since the last time that we got together and was discussing topics was this new Osama bin Laden tape come out. And, you know, if anybody who's listened to the show before, they know that we've talked about in the past how it's a total fraud, you know, and that there's very good indication that Osama bin Laden is dead. And we've had several high-ranking officials in the world say that. Now, the other tapes that we've seen in the past have been total frauds, fabrications put out by the intelligence community. And this here is another one. And, you know, what amazes me is the gullibility of people. You know, not just even here in America, which people are very gullible, especially if the media is saying that it's true. But around the world, I mean, are people really believing that this is bin Laden tape is for real? I mean, the more and more that they come out, the more and more you can see where it just benefits the globalist agenda and their run for a new world order, a one world dictatorship that we're so desperately trying to fight. And, you know, in those latest ones is like, you know, you, and this is it. It's a fear-mongering campaign. This is a total fraud. I'm calling it for what it is. You know, I mean, you can go ahead and say, well, you're nuts, Harry, but you can say I'm nuts all you want. I've been right time and time again over the years when it comes to issues like this. And I'm telling you, this is another fabrication coming out of the intelligence community, you know, because the same talking points of the administration is what the fear is. It's, well, you better do what, you know, you better do what the administration says or I'm going to attack. That's basically it. You know what I'm saying? You better go along with the agenda or I will attack you. I mean, it is just elementary school type propaganda is what it is. And I'm really surprised that more people just aren't getting hip to it, because that's exactly what we've seen over and over and over again. You know, and it's the same thing with this Haiti thing. Another big topic that's been going on is, you know, this terrible tragedy over in Haiti where all these people are being killed. And it's another one of these earthquakes. And I'm going to tell you right now, as long as they're running things like HAARP, as long as they've got weather modification programs in place under black op budgets in the government, then I don't believe any of this stuff is legitimate. It's legitimate that people have died. It's legitimate that these criminals, these eugenicists, are getting their way with population reduction and fear and everything else that they benefit off these events. But as long as they're going to run these kind of things, I'm going to be suspicious every single time. You know, and I'm not crazy. I do understand that earthquakes do happen. They are natural occurring events. But the devastation that we've seen in recent years, and the fact that, you know, they've admitted that they've done hurricanes, they've done earthquakes, you know, that they have the technology, that they have the systems in place. You know, that's the bottom line here. And as long as they have these kind of systems in place, I'm going to call into question every single time one of these tsunamis or one of these devastating events occur where lots of people die. Because you sit there and you watch Bill Clinton and George Bush again mount a propaganda campaign, you know, where they're coming together and everybody else, and, you know, and all these globalists, you know, the criminals themselves, okay, are peddling for this aid, you know, and then they're pushing things through Congress so that you can get a quick tax deduction. Meanwhile, I don't know where they come off at all. I understand people are hurting, but I don't understand where they come off at all trying to guilt trip people who are being hurt by the economy themselves. We're not even taking care of our own selves. You know, that's a big point there. I'm not saying that we should ignore, you know, helping people. You know, don't get me wrong here at all. But when I see globalists on TV telling you to support the American Red Cross, which we've been caught time and time again, in all kinds of fraud, okay? And here's an article that came out of Infowars.com, January 17, 2010, by Kurt Nimmo. Disgusting war criminals peddled humanitarian aid for Haiti. On Sunday, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush mounted a corporate media propaganda platform and complained about the politicalization of the Haitian relief effort. Clinton said, devastating earthquake offers a chance to put aside politics and help people in despair. And we've seen where Bush and Clinton have ganged up before for programs for the UN and everything else. And they're calling for a bipartisan effort to help Haiti. The disaster reminds us of common humanity. It reminds us of the need to go beyond fleeting disagreements, said Clinton. Now, them are fine words coming from one of the world's foremost war criminals. Not only did Bill Clinton terror bomb to death an untold number of people in Iraq and former Yugoslavia, he also facilitated death squads in Colombia. He is responsible for the bombing of crucial pharmaceutical factories in the Sudan. He helped the United Nations kill 500,000 Iraqi children. Bill Clinton's favorite targets are sort of poor people he is now claiming to help in Haiti. And that's what we see time and time again. That's part of what I'm talking about. Total hypocrisy is what we see from these people. And this was reported at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson, Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. Activist, watch out for IDF stealing organs in Haiti. Black rights activist T. West of Afra Synergy Productions warns that people need to be aware of a tragedy in Haiti being exploited by nefarious groups for their own gain, including Israel, who have admittedly stolen organs from dead Palestinians in the past. West highlighted a CNN news clip as evidence of how the media is promoting the Israel relief efforts in Haiti as second to none. Though praising the Israelis for their support for the victims in outstanding medical facilities, West warned that they were personalities who were out for money operating in Haiti with no monitoring of their activities. And it is good that the IDF and others are helping, but everywhere there is death, there are exploiters. There needs to be transparency in Haiti, West told Ynet News in an interview. The Haitian people must watch out for their citizens, says West, highlighting past cases of IDF stealing organs from Palestinians. And last month, the London Guardian reported on the admission of Dr. Haludo Hiss, the former head of Israel's Forensic Institute, who stated that the organs of Palestinians were harvested without consent from family members. I mean, they're over there just taking people's stuff, taking their organs and everything. There's big money in this. Okay, there is big money in this. There's a bunch of videos up. Wes addresses those who attacked him for warning about potential misdeeds of the IDF, saying these individuals are of the Zionist persuasion and they will go all out to defend Israel and the dirty things that the IDF do. You know, and we all know, you know, that the Zionists are part of the globalists. They're pushing for a one world government. You know, they're part of the problem. We know that there's a lot of corrupt corporations and institutions all over the world that are involved in this also. And there's four video clips up about this guy, Dr. West, warning about what they are doing with these this IMF here. Or not the IMF, but IDF. Where they admit that they've been harvesting the Palestinian organs. And you know, he's saying you better watch out for this over in Haiti. Which I'm sure it's happening, you know. But a lot of times, this is all underreported. I mean, you have to go outside the box. You have to go outside the mainstream media in order to find out exactly what's going on in a lot of these tragedies. And it's a rotten shame. It just seems like a lot of these criminals are just exploiting these tragedies for their own benefit, you know. And, you know, there is the possibility that with these things like HAARP and other black op programs in place, that they are creating, again, the Helgarian principle of where you create the situation, you want the response from the people, you offer the solution, which is something that you wouldn't get by without fear, you know, without the response of fear from the people. And the bottom line is, throughout history, they have created the crisis to get the order out of chaos. And that's the New World Order. Now, Webster Tarpley was reporting on January 23rd, 2010, mobilized now to oust Bernanke as Fed chair. In the aftermath of the Massachusetts Senate vote last Tuesday, we now have concrete fighting chance to block the reappointment of Wall Street puppet Ben Bernanke as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors by preventing his Senate confirmation next week. Now, this didn't happen. Bernanke was just recently reappointed. I mean, here it is again. You know, a total criminal who should be locked up, okay? He should be locked up, you know? And here he is having another term as the Federal Reserve Chair because, you know, he's their man. He's their go-to guy. You know, he's the one that is causing artificial stimulations and everything else. You know, they mess with these markets. You understand? And he's the one that's going to bring in the new currencies to set it up, you know, for the decline of the dollar. You know, they're bankrupting this country. That's what they've been doing. This is a total Ponzi scheme. You got these same people from Wall Street running the bureaucracies of the government that are supposed to be watching them. You know, it's a total conflict of interest. Look at the U.S. Treasury, Timothy Geithner, former head of Wall Street in New York. You know, same thing with Bernanke and all these friends. You know, they all come from the same Wall Street criminals that have been tanking the economy. And, you know, there we go again. I mean, this is it. He's being appointed again. It's just like Greenspan was working for the globalists. Bernanke is now working for the globalists. Has been. Him and all his buddies. And meanwhile, the country is bankrupt. And Ron Paul reported this. The United States is bankrupt. Period. End of story. Ron Paul explains how the United States is in severe decline, and yet Congress keeps asking for supplemental spending. And we are expanding wars in places where we can't even identify the enemy. The spending never ends, and security decreases as we occupy more countries and continue torture policies that were condemned under the Bush administration. $2 trillion in created money on a yearly basis is not sustainable. And that's, he's exactly right. They keep printing this money through the Federal Reserve System. And the Federal Reserve is a private system. That's why Ron Paul, H.R. 1207, they want to audit the Federal Reserve so that we can see exactly what the criminals have been doing and identify the perpetrators. of this fraud, and this is a giant fraud. The Federal Reserve is a private-owned bank, mostly interests of London, the Bank of London. I mean, so, you know, basically England took over our money supply when Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And then they started on their tirade toward world government. They tried with the League of Nations, which failed after World War I. And then after World War II, the United Nations was created. That is the standing world body today. And, you know, the thing is we're trying to reverse a lot of stuff. We don't need just to stop it. We need to reverse a lot of this madness that's been going on. You know, but listen to what Ron Paul said, because this is the only, one of the very few congressmen in Washington today that is fighting for the interest of the common people. And he says that we are bankrupt and this supplemental spending for these wars has got to stop. Listen to what he had to say.
I thank you, Madam Speaker. Today we passed the supplemental bill, and I'm deeply disappointed about that. I was disappointed also that I wasn't able to get any time to enter into the debate because the time was rather limited and it was a closed rule. But I did want to make a couple comments and the concerns that I've had about this supplemental. You know, when the President sent the supplemental over, it was $84.9 billion, and there were some of us that were hoping that we wouldn't be funding the war through supplementals, but it looks like that hasn't changed. That process would continue, even though there were some that believed there would be a change in the way we funded these wars. But when that bill came to the House, there was a lot of expression about concern about spending too much money. But by the time it got to the floor, it was $96.7 billion. And things were added. For instance, $2 billion for the flu epidemic that didn't occur. But there's still, we're going to spend $2 billion trying to figure out whether or not we're ever going to have an epidemic. But it was very disappointing that even though it was a closed rule, the minority had one chance to do something. They had one chance to do something about it and maybe reduce some of the spending. But lo and behold, when that amendment was offered, it was offered to increase the spending by $2.9 billion. But there was a lot of expression of the outcry about this spending and the deficits we have. And the deficits are exploding. And the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are underfunded. And we're in the midst of a crisis. But it doesn't seem to bother anybody about spending. But the truth is, the Treasury's bare. The Treasury's empty, and yet we continue to spend all this money. So where do they think they're going to get this money? Well, we can't tax the people anymore. The people are broke, and yet there's still we resort to more borrowing and more printing of money, which will not last forever. It will eventually come to an end, and I think that is what we're witnessing. But this process, it bothers me a whole lot that We come to the floor with these supplementals, we rush them through, we talk about this excessive spending, and lo and behold, when we finally vote, we get a total of 60 people who would say, you know, enough is enough. And besides, what are we doing? Where are we spending this money? I thought we were supposed to, with this change in administration, that we would be fighting less wars. But no, the war in Iraq continues. We expand the war in Afghanistan, we spread the war into Pakistan, and we always have on the table the potential danger of Iran. So when will it ever end? We can't even define the enemy. Who exactly is the enemy over there? Is it the Al-Qaeda, the Taliban? Is it the government of Pakistan? If you can't define the enemy, how do you know when the war's over? If we're in war, which we are, How can this be anything other than war? When was this war declared? Oh, well, we got this authority 5 or 10 years ago. Who knows when? Perpetual war. This is what we're involved with. Perpetual spending. And then we say, well, we have to do that to be safe. That is what is preposterous. It's the very policy that makes us unsafe. We pursue this policy, and the more we do, the less safe we are. There's a big argument now about whether we're safer now with the new administration, or is it making us less safe. The truth is the policies of the last 10, 15, 20 years has made us less safe. And as long as we occupy countries, as long as we kill other people and civilians are being killed, we are going to build enemies. And as long as we're known throughout the world that we torture people, we will incite people to hate us and come and want to come here to kill us. So we aren't more safe. We're less safe by this foreign policy. And someday we have to wise up, change our ways, and not be the policeman of the world, not to pretend that we can be the nation builder of the world, swear off and make sure we don't torture, because you don't get worthwhile information from torture. It all does is incite people against us, and the occupations can never be of any benefit to us. But what about the financial calamity that's coming? I'm afraid this is the way this will end. By through another financial crisis much bigger than the one we currently have. Because you can't create $2 trillion of new money every year and expect this system to continue. The Soviet system collapsed because they couldn't afford it. Their economic system was a total failure. We did not have to fight the Soviets. Even though they were a nuclear power, they collapsed and disintegrated. And that is what we have to be concerned about. Because we cannot continue to finance this system and pursue a policy which endangers us. So if we care about the American people and care about our liberties and care about our Constitution, we ought to look seriously at our foreign policy and not continue to pursue these supplemental appropriations where we continue to spend money that we don't have. I yield back.
You know, and Ron Paul is absolutely right. And Steve Watson wrote over at Infowars.net, Friday, January 22nd, 2010, Ron Paul warns of coming social and political chaos. Texas Congressman Ron Paul has delivered a riveting State of the Republic address on his Campaign for Liberty website, orating his thoughts on where the U.S. stands as a nation and what the future holds. And you could check them videos out right at campaignforliberty.com. And there's banners for that up at harrythomas.info and everything. Ron Paul warns that the country continues along the course that it's on, we will witness a three-stage slide into social and political chaos, beginning with the current financial crisis, a coming dollar crisis, and culminating in a mass unrest. Reality is setting in, the congressman urges, adding that only way to prevent social breakdown is to embrace liberty and self-reliance and reject the nanny state and government dependency. And that's exactly what we're heading toward now. Big spending, socialism, everything else, where you know we have the nanny government, where you have to rely on your mother government. And look at what governments have done in the past. They've killed millions and millions of people. Okay, especially tyrannical, out-of-control governments, and that's exactly what we're seeing here unfold in the United States, in Canada, in Britain, in Australia, in Europe, all over the world. I mean, look at the European Union and the tyranny that that has brought into Europe. And they're bringing that here. They're setting that up here with the North American Union, the SPP, whatever they've changed the name of it to now, because they know the people don't want this stuff. They know that we want freedom, and freedom, the more freedom you have, the less government you have. You know what I'm saying? The bigger the government, the less freedom you have. The smaller the government, the more freedom you have, and that's really what the bottom line here is. We need to get rid of this Homeland Security and this chasing of these puppets, these ghost men. You know, people that couldn't possibly have done 9/11, we're chasing them around the world, bankrupting our country. I mean, and that reality is setting in. Ron Paul is right. That reality is definitely setting in. And you could check out the whole Congressman's State of the Republic address. I've got the video links up in the news section for January 29, 2010, right at Harry Thomas Archives, right at harrythomas.info. Check it out. I mean, there is a wealth of information there. Also, this story, which was posted, Ron Paul and a timeline of CIA crimes and atrocities. A video of Ron Paul calling out the CIA at a Campaign for Liberty regional conference in Atlanta, Georgia, earlier this week, has gone viral on the internet. In the video, Paul declared that the CIA runs everything and is the dark force behind illegal invasions and occupations around the world. He said we need to get rid of the agency. And that's exactly what John F. Kennedy, the former president, was saying. We needed to get rid of the CIA. We needed to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's exactly what Ron Paul's calling for. You know, and if they didn't black him out in the media, and if more people knew about Ron Paul, I'm sure he would be our president today, because he was running for president and he was gaining a lot of grassroots support and financial support. And this, I've got this posted too up at the website. It goes right through from 1929, where Secretary of State Henry Stimson refuses to endorse a code-breaking operation, saying, gentlemen, do not read each other's mail. And it shows how they created the OSS and the CIA, you know, how they use the false flag, you know, way over and over again, how the CIA goes in and disrupts other countries. And we've seen that over and over again. They're doing things in the name of the United States, and the United States people are funding this that we would not support if we really knew the atrocities that were going on, the crimes that were being committed. And we were talking about hypocrisy. We were talking about earlier, here's one, Nobel Peace Prize winner Barack Obama is requesting a record defense budget for 2011 in order to expand the war in Afghanistan and continue the conflict in Iraq, according to military officials. Obama will ask Congress for an extra $33 billion in addition to a record-breaking $708 billion to swell the Defense Department's coffers next year. Defense spending will top $700 billion for the first time, military sources revealed to the Associated Press after commanders were briefed on the figures. Oh, my God. I mean, and this really, $700 billion, this really goes into the trillions because, you know, because of that supplemental spending that Ron Paul was talking about earlier. I mean, this is just crazy, crazy, you know. And remember, didn't Obama say that, you know, if he got elected, we were getting out of these wars. You know, I remember him saying that there was no reason for us to be in these wars. And then, of course, he goes in, and then their co-part, Cheney, because you got to remember, Cheney and Obama worked for the same people. Okay, they worked for the same bankers, the same rich elite. The globalists, they're pushing for a new world order, and you know they got these guys puppets running this left-right fraud paradigm, where it doesn't matter. You know, they say, well, the Democrats are for poor people, Republicans are for middle class and rich people, or whatever. You know, Democrats are for the environment, Republicans are for destroying the, you know, left-right, conservative, liberal, and it's all a big game. Understand what I'm saying? It's all a big fraud. I mean, this is one of the biggest ways that they use to control the masses, to control the public, to control information. They have people arguing on a left-right agenda when the agenda is the same. I mean, it's professional wrestling, you know, where the two guys are offering different rhetoric, but at the end of the day, they're getting their money from the same people. The same special interest groups, the same people that are being funded by these elite, rich, trillionaire, billionaire types. These eugenicists, these people who think they're better than, you know, they look at us like we're just slaves. We're a herd, a cattle that need to be exploited and need to be controlled. And not only that, there's too many of us. We need to be destroyed according to these monsters. And that's really exactly what we're talking about. These are our global monsters. Global monsters, and they are in control of everything, especially when it comes to information and media. And that's why, you know, the internet has been such a thorn in their side, because people are being able to access alternative information, an alternative point of view. If you know, the way I look at everything as the agenda, you know. The overall agenda is a one-world government, a microchipped society, a dumbed-down slave class, you know, a total reduction in population, according to the Georgia Guidestones. You know, we're talking about where they just want like 500 million people, you know, on the planet. That's it. You know, that's a massive, massive decrease in population. In order to achieve that, you have to be involved in serious criminal acts. And these guys have been. And they've been setting up the structure for decade after decade after decade. And the people are still buying it on the media. You understand? They control all that information. And they put up all these credentials when these people aren't even credible. They've actually, higher learning is more like higher brainwashing. You know, and the thing is the system is set up for the people to work against themselves unknowingly. You know, they just go along with all this stuff. You know, and they think that they are highly educated when they haven't been. They've been highly brainwashed. You know, and I'm not saying that to ridicule anybody or bring anybody down, because we've all been victims. We all are continually being victims of this kind of heinous victimization of our brain. You know, of this brainwashing. You know, we've all been subject to it. You know, some people never break the spell. And that's really exactly what the InfoWar is all about, is trying to break the spell. Trying to get the information out to people to make them question their reality a little bit. And ask some questions that the mainstream media is not asking or answering, for that matter. And once you start keeping an open mind to this, and you start realizing the left-right fraud as it's being unfolding in front of you, you can start seeing the agenda more clearly as it's arising. And that's how I look at things. I look at everything as this is a New World Order agenda, a one-world government. This is what they want. Now, everything that they're telling me, you know, what does this... How does this advance their agenda? Because I know everything is out there to advance agenda. And it doesn't matter whether it's in a movie or a sitcom or a comedy show or anything. There's all subtle kind of talking points being taught. There's reactions telling you how to react in situations. That's a sitcom, a situation comedy. But you can see where they're using the tasers, and then all of a sudden everything has an agenda. You know, they're getting around the Constitution, and then all of a sudden you'll be watching these law shows where they're constantly taking jabs at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know what I'm saying? And this is part of the mind control agenda that's being unfolded on all of us. You know, so we're all victims of this. And the bottom line is that we, each and every single one of us, has to take some kind of action to try to wake up their fellow man. You know, and more of us doing it, we're going to reach more people. I mean, that's the only way. No one big, huge figure is going to accomplish this for us. We have to all take the reins all together. You know, we're going to reach more people that way. You know, this is the grassroots, where we're taking this information out and we're asking our neighbors and our friends and our co-workers and our family and everything else, and anybody else that'll lend an ear, to question their reality. You know, to ask themselves, do you want a one world government? Do you want to give up your freedoms? Do you want to give up your way of life? Do you want the blood of our founding fathers be shed in vain? That's really the bottom line here. And what are you willing to do? Where is your line in the sand? Where are you going to take a stand? You know, and like I said, we see over and over again in the media this rhetoric. And it's just, it's a mind, mental masturbation campaign. It's meant to distract you and keep you occupied while they run off to the bank with your money and your way of life, your freedom, your future, your grandchildren's future. I mean, we've put burden on generations that haven't even been born here yet. We need to reverse some of our actions. Okay, we cannot continue to keep going along in the climate that we're in and expect humanity to survive on any kind of level of freedom. Our founding fathers warned us that a nation in continual warfare cannot keep its freedom, and we're not going to be able to, and we're losing it. We've lost a good portion of it. We need to restore our republic. And the late, great Aaron Russo is right about that. And like I said, the media continually gives us these clowns, you know, to distract us. And here's another one. The London Guardian reported Saturday, January 23rd, 2010, Gordon Brown to push for Tobin tax after Wall Street crackdown. Gordon Brown plans to exploit Barack Obama's surprise crackdown on Wall Street banks to step up Britain's campaign for a new global transaction tax on financial products. And you want to talk about a globalist, you want to talk about Gordon Brown. This guy has no shame to his game. He's outright calls for a new world order, a new agenda. He wants, you know, he is not afraid at all to talk about globalism and how that is the answer to all problems. And these are problems that they create. You understand? They create the financial problems. They create these devastations. They create these false flag events like 9/11. And they allow Pearl Harbor to happen and the Gulf of Tonkin. And they lie about attacks. You know, you got Dick Cheney talking about painting Iranian tugboats and attacking them, having them attack our own people, painting U.S. warships as Iranian warships. You understand what I'm saying? These are false flag operations, and these people are what, you know, they do it. Look at the London bombings of 7/7. Oh, my God. And here's Gordon Brown. He's going to exploit this opening for their rhetoric. And this sounds familiar and reminiscent before of a Barack Obama saying, that's it, I'm cracking down on these banks and I'm cracking down on these corporate people and there's going to be no more bonuses and this and that. And he's saying it again. But meanwhile, every single one of his actions are in advancement of world government. It's advancement of this new global transaction tax. It's an advancement of global taxes. It's an advancement of giving up our sovereignty to a world body. Okay, and he is also a criminal president for sitting on a UN body as a president. I mean, that right there is an act of treason. I mean, this guy hasn't even given up a legitimate birth certificate. Okay, and we're letting him run the country. Well, supposedly. I mean, we all know he's a teleprompter reader. He's a slick salesman. I mean, that is all Barack Obama is, okay? If he didn't meet his connections through, you know, his family connections and Henry Kissinger and stuff, he would be at best a really good used car salesman. You understand what I'm saying? He does not have power. He does not have power. If he did, he wouldn't be appointing all these globalists, okay, and doing exactly what they're doing, what they want to do. And again, and out of one side of his mouth, he's saying he's going to crack down on Wall Street, and on the other side of his mouth, he's taking orders. You understand? Manchurian candidate, Supreme Court allows China and others unlimited spending in U.S. elections. This was reported by Greg Palast, January 23rd, 2010. In today's Supreme Court decision in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission, the court ruled that corporations should be treated the same as natural persons, example, humans. Well, in that case, they expect the Supreme Court to next rule that Walmart can run for president. The ruling, which now junks federal laws that bar corporations from stuffing campaign coffers, will not, as progressives fear, cause an avalanche of corporate cash into politics. Now, sadly, that's already has happened. We have snowed under tens of millions of dollars given through corporate PACs and bundling of individual contributions from corporate payrollers. Okay? Now, this is just incredible. An incredible way that they get around things. And do you hear this on the nightly news? No. You have to hear it from Greg Palast. You know, an independent reporter. It's just incredible. Call for an immediate arrest of five Supreme Court justices for treason. Gordon Duff wrote this in Veterans Today, January 23rd, 2010. Five members of the Supreme Court declared that a corporation is a person, not a regular person, but one above all natural laws, subject to no God, no moral code, but one with unlimited power over our lives, a power awarded by judges who seem themselves as grand inquisitors and meant to hunt down all heretics who fail to serve their God, the God of money. Their ruling has made it legal for foreign-controlled corporations to flush unlimited money into a bloated political system to further corrupt something none of us trust and most of us fear. The corporation person that five judges, the neocon purists, have turned into the United States over to isn't even American. Our corporations, especially since our economic meltdown, are owned by China, Russia, and the oil sheiks, along with a few foreign banks. If they don't vote, pay taxes, fight in wars, need dental care, breathe air, drive cars, or send children to school, anyone who thinks that these things are people are insane, okay? The corporation shouldn't even exist as far as I'm concerned. And yes, these Supreme Court judges need to be rounded up and arrested for high treason. And that's, you know, and I don't understand. You don't hear peeps of that. If you do hear it, they just tell you like it's okay. They treat you like, they treat the American public like a bunch of children. Like we're stupid or something. I mean, it is appalling. Paul Joseph Watson reported over at Prison Planet, Tennessee follows Texas in banning private gun shows. Tennessee has followed Texas in demanding that dealers obtain licenses and turn over a plethora of information to authorities before being able to host a gun show in another devastating attack on the Second Amendment. The legislation, HB 2422, which has not yet passed, would make Class A misdemeanor for any person to organize, plan, promote, or operate a gun show without a government approval. You know, and then they, you know, and we've seen where they do this before. They say, well, you have to get a permit, you have to have approval to do this or do that, but then they don't give the permits. You know, well, you, in order to protest, you have to have a permit, you have to do this, you have to do that. Okay, but then they won't issue your permits. You know, so that's another way for them to have a law without not having a law. Say, well, that's just a requirement. And then, you know, it's just incredible what they do. It is incredible. Oh, my God. The bill will be take effect on January 1st, 2011 if it's signed into law. So keep an eye out because, like I told you last year, they're after the guns and they're continuing their attack. Communism and the Obamatrons. Beck only tells half the story. And I want to say, you know, I've been in the car a lot recently. I've been moving. I'm off the grid, actually. So I'm not going to be on the internet as often as I have been. But I've been listening on the car, and I've heard Glenn Beck talk about eugenics. I've heard Limbaugh talk about the Fabian Society. And, you know, and then, you know, and they sound all good. And, it's, you know, a lot of what they're saying really sounds good. It sounds like they're really good-hearted patriots that believe in the Constitution and all. But I've seen them time and time again pull Benedict Arnold's. And I have to say that, you know, anything in the mainstream has got to be CIA-controlled. And that's why we're seeing this Beck only tells half the story, because that's really what's going on. You got Limbaugh talking about the Fabian Society, and then the next breath he's saying that the Fabian Society has turned into the progressive movement. You know, and again, this is where I'm talking about we got the left-right fraud paradigm comes into place. And as long as these guys are still legitimizing that kind of them kind of claims, you know, everything that they do and say really needs to come into question. I mean, and that really is how I feel about it. Now, my gut feeling tells me Glenn Beck, CIA all the way. He's got to be on the payroll, you know. And you know, Limbaugh at best, at least, is a useful tool for them to keep perpetuating this left-right paradigm, this fraud. You know what I'm saying? That keeps us disunited because, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, and that keeps dividing us. It keeps us up in the paradigm. It gets you to go along with your party just because it's your party. You know, and then the next thing you know, you're compromising your principles based on a party name. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I'm talking about people, I'm criticizing Democrats, Clinton and Obama, and the Bushes, everybody. You know, because they're all globalists. That's how I look at things. I look at things: are these people for world government or are they not? What have they been doing all these years? And the longer you live, the more you realize that what you've been hearing your whole life is rhetoric. complete, utter rhetoric. Every single one of them say change, change, change. But yet we still continue to head toward this one world government system. We're still on the path to destruction. This says, Glenn Beck will roll out his Fox News documentary today. It's called Live Free or Die, a motto taken from General John Stark and inspired by Patrick Henry's famed March 23rd, 1775 speech to the House of Burgess. Henry famously declared, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Glenn Beck is no Patrick Henry. His latest book titled is a direct ripoff of Thomas Paine's revolutionary pamphlet, Common Sense. Beck is no Thomas Paine. He is not a patriot. He is an Operation Mockingbird asset, and his assignment is to take down the patriot movement. He is a Judas goat. His task is to destroy the patriot movement and lead it into political irrelevance. And there's a video link. It says here, in the trailer for Beck's documentary, we are reminded that communists killed millions. Beck warns that officials in the Obama administration are communists. Obama's jettisoned green jobs czar, Van Jones, is supposedly a communist and a black nationalist anarchist, the 9/11 truther, take your pick. White House Communications Director Anita Dunn said Chairman Mao is one of her favorite political philosophers. Ron Blum, Obama's manufacturing czar, also made a fawning comment or two about Mao, the mass murderer. We kind of agree with Mao that political power comes largely from the barrel of a gun, said Blum. Does this mean Obama will launch his own version of the Cultural Revolution? Not necessarily. It looks like Beck will leave out the most salient and important fact about Stalin and Mao, that they were funded and supported by Wall Street, Morgan, Rockefeller, and the Wall Street financiers, funded and supported the Russian Revolution. Leon Trotsky was given $20 million in gold by the banker Jacob Schiff to help finance the revolution. Lenin was provided a free pass to travel across Europe with the help of Max Warburg, head of the Rothschild-affiliated Warburg Bank. He was put in a sealed railway car with over $5 million in gold from the German government upon reaching Petrograd and was joined by Stalin and Trotsky. The course of Russian history has indeed been greatly affected by the operations of international bankers, Representative Louis McFadden, chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee throughout the 1920s and 30s, explained. The Soviet government has been given the United States Treasury funds by the Federal Reserve Board, acting through Chase Bank. So it would seem like a capitalist like Rockefeller would be opposed to Mao and communism, Gary Allen explains. If one understands that socialism is not a share-the-wealth program, but in reality a method to consolidate and control the wealth, then the seeming paradox of super-rich men promoting socialism becomes no paradox at all. Instead, it becomes logical, and even the perfect tool of power-seeking megalomaniacs, writes Allen. Communism, or more accurately, socialism, is not a movement of the downtrodden masses, but of the economic elite. It remains to be seen if Beck will make this connection. It also remains to be seen if he will criticize the fact that the Obama administration is packed with gangster agents from the Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs. This is infinitely more important than a few 1960 throwbacks waving around de-geared copies of Mao's Little Red Book. But then Glenn Beck's agenda is not the truth. His task is to distract us from the real issue at hand, a globalist banker cartel in the process of destroying the last bastion of liberty in the world. Beck would have us chasing around communist phantoms of little relevance. If we spend all our time worried about academic Marxists, who really have little power or influence, we will never expose the real culprits and deliver them to justice. Like the Red Scare of the 1950s and the Cold War, it's all a big distraction designed to hide the real criminals behind the throne. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. These guys live in a left-right paradigm, okay? They're not going to get to the root of the problem, which I'm talking about, is these global financiers, these global elitists that have their hands in every cookie jar on the planet. They're the real criminals, you know, and right there, We're talking about the Morgans, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, these bankers, okay? These corporate elites. Incredible. Incredible. You know, and you get these groups, they just want to blame, well, we're just going to blame corporations. Or well, we're just going to blame corrupt government. Or well, we're just going to blame this group. Well, we're just going to blame that group. You know, and that's all part of that fraud. It's all the same thing, you know. Left, right fraud. Well, it sounds good, sounds reasonable, but at key elements in the game, the herd is going to be steered in the wrong direction. And that's why I totally agree with that article that Glenn Beck is a part of CIA's program, Project Mockingbird, which is where they put plants in the media. You know, most of the writers in Hollywood are working for the CIA. They're being planted stories from the CIA. You know, and here's another big fraud, the global warming thing, and that thing's starting to unravel. More and more people are starting to wake up, but they're just going to continuing with their agenda. They're just going to take piece by piece and do it here. Geoengineering conference to discuss blocking the sun as hundreds of people die worldwide as a result of record low temperatures in the midst of savage winter. Scientists are preparing for a conference in which they will discuss measures to use geoengineering to block out the sun. Think about that. I mean, doesn't that just sound far out? Wow, that's mad. I'm telling you, these people are maniacs. Maniacs. They're playing God with our environment. The Summit of Climate Scientists to be held in California in March will examine drastic techniques for slowing climate change that are controversial and have been described as geopiracy, reports The Telegraph. And, you know, I've reported on the show before where Obama administration has authorized geoengineering. They've been doing this, okay? This is what the chemtrails and stuff are all about. They're spraying stuff in the air. Oh, my God. Most techniques focus on the ways of reducing the sun's rays by blocking them using mirrors. And they're saying that this is going to reject the warmth back out. But scientists that aren't working for the state and scientists that aren't working for the lobby for this, they're saying that this is just going to warm up the planet. So maybe they want, you know, they're trying to sell this idea of global warming because they know somewhere in the future they're going to be using this geoengineering to block out the sun, to reflect it back up with this mirror image. But scientists are saying that it's not going to work, that that's actually going to be reflected by our atmosphere back in, and it's actually going to heat up the Earth. I mean, they shouldn't be messing with this natural problem. Like I said, as long as they have HAARP and as long as they have all these things in place and these chemtrails that they're spraying with no explanations, then they're not legitimate at all as far as I'm concerned. They should be brought to justice, no doubt. Says governments are already geoengineering the planet in the form of cloud seeding and similar techniques to both cause and prevent rainfall. And I've reported this on the show. If you don't listen to the show regularly, then you might not have heard about it. But, you know, Russia and other places have already weather modification systems in place where they bypass snow, bypasses Moscow. They can make it rain. They can make it not rain. They can make it rain in certain areas. And, you know, if you think about that and say, well, you know, that's good in a way because look at drought and look at that. And if we can control where, you know, you can have rainfall on crops, this is not, you know, why. You know, it's just like with the microchips. Well, it would be nice to be able to find a lost pet, you know. But what about you? What about you and all your financial and medical information being held on these chips and then being able just to turn your chip off at a drop of a hat? Okay, it all sounds reasonable. Yeah, let's you know, keep an eye on child molesters, rapists, and murderers. You know, but the next thing you know, it's you that they're coming after. And they do it with this, they do it with microchips, they do it with gun control. Like I said, they use the same techniques over and over again. And once you start becoming hip to their game, you could start seeing their agenda fall into place. You know, and I've played this news investigation a few times on the show. 2008 KSLA found a substance that fell to the earth from a high altitude chemtrail contained high levels of barium and lead, as well as trace amounts of other chemicals, including arsenic, chromium, cadmium, selenium, and silver. Of these, all but one are metals. Some are toxic. Several are rarely or never found in nature. The newscast focuses on barium, which research shows is a hallmark of chemtrails. And barium has also been used, it can be used to weaken your immune system, you know? As we have previously highlighted, a prominent supporter of geoengineering proposes none other than White House science czar John P. Holdren, a key Obama advisor who infamously co-authored a book in which he called for a planetary regime to enforce draconian population control measures such as forced abortion, infanticide, and mandatory sterilization. In April of last year, Holden revealed that high-level talks have already been taking place to explore the possibility of geoengineering the environment by shooting pollution particles into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays. It has to be looked at, Holden was quoted as saying. We don't have the luxury of taking any approach off the table. The AP also reported that Holden said that he has raised the concept in the administration discussions. Now, letting modern-day eugenicists like Holdren mess with the planet would be like handing Dr. Joseph Mengele control of a healthcare system. Holdren has proven himself to be a barbarian and a control freak, promoting a brand of bloodthirsty eugenics even more depraved than anything Hitler proposed in his drive for a super race. Allowing scientists who have been completely exposed as agenda-promoting quacks by the Climategate scandal to experiment with the environment on a mass scale in the name of stopping the increasingly debunked premise of man-made global warming is absolute lunacy and should be stopped at all costs, and I do agree with that wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Now, this article came out. NASA global warming alarmist endorses a book that calls for mass genocide. Dr. James Hansen, an eco-fascist author who wrote The Industrialization Civilization Should Be Destroyed, has its right. Prominent NASA global warming alarmist Dr. James Hansen has endorsed an eco-fascist book that calls for cities to be razed to the ground, industrial civilization to be destroyed, and genocidal population reduction measures to be implemented in the name of preventing climate change. And I've read the article before where Obama was talking about bulldozing Detroit. You know, and we've seen where Detroit is economically devastated and in ruins, a lot of the city. And, you know, they were talking about just bulldozing. This is another one of these stories. These eugenicists, these globalists, they're insane. I mean, they are megalomaniacal maniacs. Totally out of control. Totally out of control. Genocidal psychotics are now trying to obtain the power to carry out the kind of nihilistic blueprint for terror Farnish outlines in his book in pursuit of their post-industrial society. What makes it all more galling is that these eco-fascists present their lunacy in such a reasonable and sober tone. In reality, although they try to characterize humanity as a virus upon the planet, the only real cancer upon the earth is their virtually neo-fascist doctrine of warped environmentalism and population control. The only real threat to humanity's survival is not climate change, which has naturally occurred for eons since the very incarnation of the planet, but the insane, self-destructive, and monstrous plans to solve the issue by being proposed by eco-fascists like Farnish and endorsed by people in prominent positions of influence like Hansen. And, you know, and that's exactly what global warming is all about. It's all about controlling people, stopping industrials in third world countries from industrializing, allowing industrialized nations to produce more pollution by buying carbon credits, by establishing a carbon tax, a carbon credit tax, a global tax, okay, and the IMF is going to print money and everything else, okay? This reinforces the World Bank, the IMF, everything else, their structure. That's what Denmark was all about, okay? And they're still trying to say, well, Denmark, you know, was a failure because nothing got signed. No, it was all set up. And the UN chief himself said that in mid-2010, they're going to sign a formal agreement that's going to put these carbon derivatives in place. okay? And if that happens, we are doomed. I mean, you think we're pedaling water now. We're drowning now. I mean, that right there will be like a tidal wave of water coming right down on us. That'll push us under. We have to stop that. That's why we got to step up this info war. That's why we have to mobilize here in 2010. We have to grow up. We have to get the information out to people. And like I said, people listening to this show, I want to thank you for supporting it. And I need you more than ever to let people know about this show, because I can't promote it as much as I used to myself being off the grid. But I'm going to get information out to people. You can bet your bottom dollar. And I'm mobilizing to get this show more known locally. Going to get some ads in the paper this year promoting the show. We're going to go do CD campaigns, giving the show out to people, you know. And you know, I've done this in the past. You know, going to get up the SU Hill, let people know about the Harry Thomas Show Week in Review. We're expanding our operations in the info war. I'm going to expand operations of doing shows over there at Fearless Broadcasting. Okay? Brought to you by members of 12160.org. Get over there and join the info war today. Because, you know, we ain't got time to spare here. There's no debate now whether or not they're having a one world government. These maniacs have already been admitting it now for years. The things that we talked about 5 years ago when this show started, people thought, I'm crazy, it would never happen. Them things have already happened, and we're heading into more serious trouble now. So if you have dismissed this kind of information as conspiracy theory, let me remind you that it's not a theory if you can prove it. And the proof is at harrythomas.info. Get over there today. Get yourself informed about stuff. Let people know about the show. Take some action for yourself. Start your own website. Start your own show. You know, let people know. If you ain't got time to do them things, that's why people like myself are doing it. Okay, we want the information out for free. I believe in free information. I'm not selling you nothing. I am not selling you nothing but the idea of freedom. Okay, the idea of freedom. And we need to take our freedom back. We need to mobilize, get this information out. The action to be taken locally here. We've got some local Ron Paul supporters that are running for Congress here locally. We've got the Campaign for Liberty meetup groups. I mean, I'm sure they're all over the country. And I know that they're all over the country. There's many ways to get involved. You got social networks like 12160.org. You got other forums all over. People getting into this war. Because we're not going to just be trampled on. We're just not going to let these inbred elitists who think that they're better than us perform this genocide on humanity. It's just not going to happen. And history is on our side, because over and over again, it has been we, the people, that have stopped this. Now, get over to harrythomas.info. Check out the podcast. Check out the banners, the alternate information. Check out all the information that I have over there, because together, we will make a difference. I want to thank you for listening, and we will be back again next week to expose more of the New World Order agenda. Behind your baggage, you do the chicken.